Genesis chapter number 5. When God, he said in Genesis 5:1, this is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam, in the day when they were created. And Adam lived 130 years, and begat a son in his own likeness, after his image, and called his name Seth. And the days of Adam, after he had begotten Seth, were 800 years. And he begat sons and daughters. And all the days that Adam lived were 930 years. And he died. And Seth lived 105 years and begat Enos. And Seth lived, after he begat Enos, 807 years, and begat sons and daughters. All the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died. And Enos lived 90 years, and begat Canaan. And Enos lived, after he begat Canaan, 815 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enos were 905 years, and he died. And Canaan lived 70 years, and begat Mahalalel. And Canaan lived, after he begat Mahalalel, 840 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Canaan were 910 years, and he died. And Mahalalel lived 65 years, and begat Jared. And Mahalalel lived, after he begat Jared, 830 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Mahalalel were 895 years, and he died. And Jared lived 162 years, and he begat Enoch. And Jared lived, after he begat Enoch, 800 years, and begat sons and daughters. All the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. And Enoch lived 65 years, and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God, after he begat Methuselah, 300 years, and begat sons and daughters. All the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. And Methuselah lived 187 years, and begat Lamech. Methuselah lived, after he begat Lamech, 782 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died. And Lamech lived 182 years, and begat a son. And he called his name Noah, saying, "This same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands, because of the ground which the Lord hath cursed." And Lamech lived, after he begat Noah, 595 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died. And Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begat Shem, Ham, and Japheth. I want to stop right there, and you're saying, "Preacher, I'm glad you did." Thirty-two verses talking about the generations of a family, the generations of man. And when you read that, and you'll find also in Chronicles, and you'll find it as well in the genealogy or generations of Jesus Christ in Matthew and in Luke, Matthew 1, Luke 3. There are things that stand out that God makes a statement concerning one son or another, or one father or another. It helps us to know about time and how we are to look at time. I started studying about this the other day because I was reading a book. I don't read many of them, but I was just kind of reading in this one little commentary, and this man is very smart. He was talking about the generations, or, you know, the genealogy of Adam, and, you know, right on down to Abraham, and you can see all that in Matthew and in Luke as well, but we have a very clear timeline here in the book of Genesis. And what stood out to me, Brother Brandon, was this man was saying the creation, he was stepping back and, you know, saying this is probably this many thousand of years before Christ, and this many, you know, thousands of years. And he said the creation, he said it's probably between 10 and 8,000 years before Christ. And I sort of scratched my head on that one. And I thought to myself, always thought that that was just about 4,000 years, Brother Brandon, before Christ. And I'm not a theologian. I'm not at all. But I begin to look at the timeline right here, just in Genesis and in Chronicles, you know, about the generations of Adam. Now, I do know this, that the generations in the time of Adam may have taken a little bit longer. Like the first 10 generations of Adam, men lived longer than they did in that second 10 generations. Does that make sense? So the second section of 10 generations that is listed may have been a shorter period of time than that very first 10 generations. You have Methuselah living to be 969 years old. You have Adam. He lived 930 years old. Jared lived 962. There are also from one generation, or from one father to a son, to the grandson, right on down. You had Adam was 130 years old when he begat Seth. Seth was 105 years old when he begat Enos. That's different by 25 years. When Enos begat Canaan, Enos was 90 years old. Canaan was 70 years old when he begat Mahalalel. Mahalalel was 65 years old when he begat Jared. Seemed like that was getting shorter and shorter. That men was not as old as their father or grandfather when they had children from one generation to the next. But then it goes back up. Mahalalel, when he was 65, begat Jared. Then Jared said, I believe I'm going to wait till I'm 162. I'm not going to be 65. I'm going to be 162. And he was. He was 162 years old before he begat Enoch. Now, Enoch, then, he was 65 years old when he begat Methuselah. But Methuselah was 187 when he begat Lamech. And then Lamech was 182 when he begat Noah. You see how those generations change? It's not a set number of years here. But they're lengthy years. Noah was 500 years before he begat Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now, here's a question for the Bible students. Did Noah have other children before he had Shem, Ham, and Japheth? We don't know. We don't know, but I do know this. The ones that they list in the generations are usually the godly line, those that would represent the godly line. So it is possible, because after the mentioning of their son that is mentioned, many of them, it says, and they had sons and daughters. And those sons and daughters are not mentioned. So, we learn things by just paying attention just to these years. What can we learn from these generations of Adam? Well, we can learn the timeline. I begin to look at the timeline of creation. I begin to try to search that. How was I going to search that? I had to have a specific amount of time from Christ back that I knew was a certain number of years, and then catch the generations, and then you can find here in book of Genesis very clear numbers of how old they were from one son to the next. Why did God put that in there? To give us a very clear time of how long that it was being. You know, I used to think that from the creation to the flood was about 2,000 years. And it's probably real close. But if you go by the date, the time, and I'll tell you, I'll share with you how that I did that. You find out that Adam, here's one of the first things I realized. Adam was alive, of course, when he had his son Seth. He was alive when his son Enos was born. When Enos had Canaan, Adam was alive. When Canaan had Mahalalel, Adam was alive. When Mahalalel had Jared, Adam was still alive. When Jared had Enoch, Adam was still alive. When Enoch had Methuselah, Adam was still alive. When Methuselah had Lamech, Lamech was 56 years old when Adam died. You say, Brother Mark, how do you know that? I looked at the genealogy right here in Genesis and in the book of Chronicles. And you follow the years, how old they were, how old their sons were when they had sons. From the time that they were born to the time they had a son. And it let me know that Adam was alive through all of that. But the generation of Adam, he never saw Noah. And we call that the antediluvian age. That before the flood, before Noah came, was those that lived the way Adam lived, all the way down to Lamech, Noah's father. And did you know that all of them, they lived under the heavy burden of the curse, working the ground by the sweat of their face? They didn't have plows. They did not have the tools that may be known about in that early time. But did you know it was his son that he talks about that was going to be, and I'll show you the scripture. It was Lamech's son when he had Noah. And this is in Genesis chapter 5 and verse 29. And he called his name Noah, saying, "This same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord hath cursed." Noah got insight about how to till ground. Did you know after the flood was over with, the Bible says that Noah became an husbandman? You know what that word husbandman means? A man of the ground. A man of the dirt. His father prophesied when he was born, "This same," talking about Noah, "shall comfort us," that is mankind, "comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands." Now, men, you work hard. What could be more of a comfort to you concerning your work than an easier way to do it? A better way to do it. A lighter way to do it. Over the generations of mankind, what have we done? We've tried to make our work lighter. It's not been long ago women washed clothes down at the creek with a washboard and a lot of oomph and grind, amen? But now we've got washing machines. Man used to, he had to walk behind a mule or a couple of oxes or something and dig in the dirt. Now we've got tractors with plows on them. I mean, son, that'll roll that dirt away just by pushing your foot on the pedal. Now, so Noah was prophesied that Noah would comfort mankind concerning the work and the toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord had cursed. So we see that. Why? How? Just by paying attention. You know, a lot of people would skip over, you know, "Oh, these are all just names." You miss a verse like that. I don't want to read all these names. So-and-so begat so-and-so, and this is the generation of so-and-so. He begat so-and-so. You'll miss verses just like this. And you'll miss some great understanding. It is important to study your Bible. Again, just by going down from Adam and how old he was when he had his son and how old that son was when he had his, let me know how long that Adam stayed and was able. Adam was not only a father, he was a grandpa, a great-grandpa, a great-great-grandpa, a great-great-great-grandpa, a great-great-great-great-grandpa, and then five still living. Great, 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 great grandpappy Adam. And then a sixth to Lamech. But he never saw Noah born. That generation was dying out. Now there's another generation coming. Now, if you look at how old Adam was, 930 years when he died. 930 years when he died. So if Adam was 930 years and Lamech was 56 when Adam died, then Lamech was 182 when Noah was born. You see how you can start clocking these numbers? All you have to do is know how to add and subtract. Lamech was 56 when Adam died. He's 182 when Noah was born. What's the difference in those two? 126 years. 126 years. So from Adam to Noah, and Adam was dead by that time, was 1,056 years. And if you look at the world, God created the world in 6 days, rested on the what? Seventh. Then you got to add a couple of days there. There was a couple of days. But I'm talking about in years. 1,056 years to the time that Noah was born. Now, Noah was 600 years old when the flood came. How do you know that? He was 500 when he begat Shem, Ham, and Japheth. It was another 100 years when the flood came. Noah was 950 when he died. So Noah, and the Bible said in Genesis 9:28, Noah lived after the flood 350 years. So if I know that in Genesis 9:28, Noah lived to be 350 more years after the flood, and that Noah lived altogether 950 years, then the flood must have started when he was 600 years old. Now that says something. You remember when God spoke, said, "My spirit shall not always strive with man, yet the days of his flesh shall be 120 years old." That was a short time before Noah had Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And it may have been exactly 20 years. Because God prophesied the day. He prophesied of when God was going to quit striving with man. The flood was going to come. 120 years. I believe that's what that's talking about. Yet the days of his flesh shall be 120 years. If you find out when Noah had his sons, that would have been probably a short time right there. Could have been that 20 years. He had his son. God said that. Then Noah had his sons. Then it was 100 years later, the flood came. God prophesied that the days of his flesh shall be 120 years. It's amazing how those things work out, isn't it? Just reading these numbers, just following these generations. So Noah, I've often said, I don't know how long Noah was preparing the ark. It's exactly 100 years. It was around 100 years that Noah was preparing the ark. His sons were born. No doubt when they come of age that they could help him, they started helping him. But from the time Noah started it to the time the flood came was 100 years. Genesis 7:6, Noah was 600 years old when the flood came. I'm amazed at, I love these things when you find, just like when we're reading from generation to generation, and it tells when all of them had died, and then you see Enoch being born. Enoch walked with God. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not. He was not as the others. His life did not come to an end. He says, for God took him. Plain and simple, for God took him. Enoch had this son named Methuselah, and then God took him. Enoch was able to spend 300 years with his son Methuselah before God took him, walking with God. You know, you only have Enoch, Methuselah, and Lamech, and then Noah builds the ark. I was looking at, if you look at Enoch being 65 years old when Methuselah was born. And lived to be 365 years. So he had 300 years. Methuselah was 187 when Lamech was born. So Noah or Enoch got to see Lamech, his grandson. And it was somewhere during that time, again, 56 years old, Lamech, when Adam died. Could you imagine the conversation that Enoch, who walked with God, had with Adam? Great-great-great-grandpappy Adam. If they lived in the same vicinity. I'm saying he was alive. There's nothing in here that said that they lived in the same house. Don't get me wrong. But they were family. I can't imagine that they got too far from one another. That he knew he was of the line of Adam. And his son, Noah, built the ark. Built the ark. Ain't that amazing? Let me give you something else about this. In Genesis chapter 5 and verse 9, and Enos lived. Now, that's not Enoch. That's a man by the name of Enos. Lived after he begat Canaan. You see how that name's spelled? And he's only He is not the Canaan. That is cursed, one of the grandsons of Noah. Because this is pre-Noah. This man, Cainan. You'll find that he's not listed in, if or I could be wrong about him. I had it in Luke. Let's see. Yeah, Luke. Luke 3:37, it lists a man, Mahalalel, Mahalalel's dad, the son of Enos, Canaan. They tried to take Canaan out in one of the genealogies. You'll have Bible scholars say that there was a mistake. His name shouldn't have been inserted. All this stuff. Don't ever pay any attention to stupid men like that. Listen, if you trust your Bible, if you trust your Bible as the absolute Word of God, then you know that every word, every name in here is exactly where it's supposed to be. I don't have all the answers as to why a man's name may be in one place and then not in another place. I don't have the answers for all that. But I am glad that God gave me a little bit of common sense. And the greatest common sense that you and I could ever have is just to know to trust God and not man. Just trust what the Lord said. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I think that's all I had on this genealogy. The importance of the generations, the importance of genealogies. Again, what can we find out during this? We can find out the time, how old, from the time of creation till Christ. We can find out how long the generations were from one time to another. You can find and see the timeline. You can see wisdom given, the change from the antediluvian age, to this age when Noah would start being an husbandman. There are so many things that you can see. You can see right when it changes just by looking in the Scripture. First Chronicles, you'll get the genealogy of chapter 1, from Adam to Noah. And you read that, and there are some interesting things in there, and it goes on down. And you'll get the genealogy of Noah's sons. And you'll get the genealogy of Abraham to Isaac. You can go all the way down just by starting right there. To me, it's exciting. It wasn't. But then when I seen how these men could trace their ancestry, Brother Ronnie, back to these important men. And they were all important. But to see what some of them did, and some of them, we don't know a lot of what they may have done. But some of them may have done some wonderful things. But they were in the genealogy all the way back to Adam. Yeah, it's... We can find our history. We know that from Noah and his sons, we know that's our genealogy too, all the way back to Adam. Did you know that's your genealogy? Now, after Noah's sons, I mean, you got Shem, Ham, Japheth. We believe that we're all from Japheth. But Japheth had a lot of sons. We don't know which one of them we come from. I have no idea. But I do know that I descended from him. And he came from Noah. And then goes all the way back to Adam. That's a blessing. That's a blessing to have. That somebody put that down. Amen. All right, I'm done this evening. It was just a Bible.